Hello, and welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you today?
I'm great.
How's your week been?
Very good.
Was it busy?
Yeah, busy enough.
What'd you do?
I can't remember.
What do you mean?
Well, I went out to dinner yesterday with Christopher and Roseanne.
Right.
And that was, what's today, Thursday? What'd you do
over the weekend?
That, you know what? I've lost my train of thought. You tell me what I did.
I have no idea. I haven't seen you in a week.
Oh, I went out with Mommy for lunch. We went to a new place for lunch, me and Mommy.
Oh, where?
In Belmore. It was very, very nice.
What's it called?
I can't remember.
What'd you have?
I had some kind of a chicken. It was very good chicken dish. And Mommy had some kind of noodles. It was very good.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't know about this
place. And then we went to Mill Ale and we had a drink. That's where I had my gin martini.
That's where you had the martini.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Grandma was just telling us about how she had a glass of vodka last weekend. No.
I wanted to call it a martini. I don't want to call it just vodka.
A martini is a glass of alcohol.
Right, with olives.
And it's disguised as classy because they put it in a martini glass.
And he was a very nice bartender, nice young man.
What'd you talk about? What's his? You obviously you know his whole life story because
no.
Every time I go to a bar with you, you come out of it knowing exactly the bartender's hopes and dreams, how many children they have.
No, he was very busy. He was very nice, and he told me about a dirty martini and a regular martini and a lemon martini, and so that's what he was talking about.
Strict bartender talk.
He was a young man.
Okay.
I go for the older men.
No, you don't, Grandma. You do not. You very much enjoy flirting with a 25-year-old bartender.
Yeah, he was very nice.
That's good.
Had a good afternoon.
That's good. I didn't go to... Did I?
Ah, see? You don't remember what you did either, and you're younger than I am.
I'll explain.
Okay.
Oh, no, I did. Well, Friday, I went to get my nails done. With
Marvelous.
My mother, and then she's like, oh, let's go for a drink. So then we went for a drink, and my father met us.
Okay.
And then Louis met us because he was going to come get me. But then I said, oh, well, I'm hungry now, so I'm going to order a sandwich here at the bar, so you have to come inside.
Okay.
So that's how I tricked him into coming to hang out with me in a bar.
Because
he didn't want to go out. He wanted to stay home.
I don't think you have to trick him.
Sometimes.
Really? Okay.
And then, the next day we went to a bar again because we went to watch the boxing fight.
Oh, did you like it?
Did I like it? Not really. Yeah. I watched this guy's eardrum get smashed into his head, and then he was bleeding.
Marvelous.
And yeah, it was just very interesting. And I ordered nachos and I was very disappointed.
Why?
Because I wanted fried shrimp on them.
Right, okay.
Because it said
never heard
on
of that,
the
but
menu,
go ahead.
You can add fried shrimp. It's like I usually get the popcorn shrimp at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, wow. The popcorn shrimp on nachos, like, that sounds bomb, right?
I'm not sure.
No?
I like nachos with the sour cream and the tomatoes and cheese.
Well, yeah.
Regular.
Well, also disappointing because the nachos had nacho cheese, not regular cheese.
You know, there's a joke about that nacho cheese.
Oh, really? What is it? Would you like to tell us?
No, I'll probably mess it up. But if somebody was taking the cheese and he was running away and the guy was screaming something about, that's not your cheese. I'm sure I ruined the joke. I'm not a comedian.
No, that's basically the joke. It's a dad joke.
Yeah. It's somebody's.
That's something my dad would say.
Yeah, probably.
And somebody would laugh at him, unfortunately.
Well, I laughed at myself.
Okay, well, yes, there was nacho cheese on the nachos, and I was very disappointed. And anyway, they were out of shrimp, so I didn't have the shrimp. Did I say that already?
I thought you were going to a birthday party.
Well, we went to the birthday party Saturday afternoon. Oh. We went to a birthday party. And then Louis wanted to go watch these people beat each other up. So we went to a bar and watched it.
Okay.
Because it's like $80 to watch it at home.
Oh, wow. Crazy? Oh, yeah, because you have to get on HBO or something?
Yeah, so he said we can either watch it at home and spend $80, or we can go out for food and drinks and spend $80. And I said, hello, let's go buy food.
He said, well, okay. You had a good time.
Yes, it was fun.
Good.
Did you do your assignment I told you to do?
Yes, I tried.
So explain. So last week we were talking about Bravo and how Grandma doesn't succumb to my television taste, and all she watches is crappy TV like Chicago PD.
I love it.
And like NCIS.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Blue Bloods.
Just cop and shows and like sad hospital shows. I don't even know.
New Amsterdam, right? The Resident, right?
You can emotionally handle such a thing.
I'm so strong.
So, So I told her she should watch. Well, first I said you should watch Summer House, but
I tried that.
Okay, what did you not like about Summer House?
Every one of the girls looked alike with the blonde hair and the thin bodies. And
welcome to my generation.
You don't have blonde hair?
No. Not everybody has blonde hair, first of all.
In that one, they did.
That's not true. Were you watching the new season?
I really don't know.
Because the first season, there are like these blonde twins.
Yes, they were twins.
Oh, then you were watching the first season.
Probably.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so the first season has the blonde twins.
And they were fighting with each... They were... I don't think she was married, and she was trying to get the other twin a date.
So, yeah. So the one twin, Ashley... Wait, is that her name? Ashley and Lauren.
I thought it was Lindsay.
Okay, there's Ashley and Lauren, and then Lindsay is another character. Well, Lindsay is psychotic. But, yeah, Ashley and Lauren are the twins. Ashley is married, and then... She's like she's constantly trying to like find Lauren somebody because, you know, like what twin wants to be married by themselves?
Well, let me ask you something. Why would Ashley be married hanging out with all these young men and young women?
I don't know.
Where's her husband?
I don't know. Her husband was living in California or something.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she was, you know, still working in New York. So she was like, well, I'm going to summer in the Montauk.
Well, she shouldn't have been. Anyway, go ahead. So anyway, then I
watched... Oh, she shouldn't. Wow.
Then I was...
You can't still party when you're married?
You should party with your husband, I think. With other married women. Not all single, looking for whatever.
I mean, I don't know if I totally agree with that. I mean, it would be fun to party with your husband, I imagine. But doesn't it mean because you get married, you have to only hang out with married people?
No, but a mix. This was all mostly just men.
Oh, yeah, they're all...
Right. This was
just
not a mixed
hussies.
Group. This was just regular men looking for women and women looking for whatever.
Animals. Just
anyway, so then I started to watch, I said, The Housewives. Well, I tried to find Housewives of New York. Couldn't find it.
That's the best one.
Well... You'll have to show me. I did find Atlanta. I did find Dallas. I turned them both off. And then I found New Jersey.
Okay.
So
is probably my second, tied for second place of my favorite housewives.
Well, what's the other one?
Well, first is New York.
Okay.
And then tied for second is Beverly Hills and New Jersey.
Okay. Well, I just watched a few episodes of New Jersey.
So, what'd you think?
Well, I'm confused. I don't know them all yet. I know Marge. She seems to be a troublemaker.
The Marge, yes.
She got her hair pulled.
And Marge Sr.
Yeah. She got her hair pulled. And I said, well, my goodness.
Yes, the infamous hair pulling.
And then there was another one where this one had a... Is her name Dolores, the one who has the kid who
Dolores,
had the birthday party?
Dolores Catania.
Was she the one who has the child that had a birthday party with only pizza and ice cream?
That's Jackie.
They weren't crazy about her.
Well, no, I don't like Jackie.
But what's the difference? If it was a kid's party, pizza and ice cream is fine.
Right, yes. They were arguing because Dolores and Jennifer were saying you should have more than pizza and cake and ice cream at a kid's birthday party.
I don't think so.
And Jackie was saying, no, I just give my kids pizza because that's what they want. Like, exactly. I don't need to have a gourmet meal just to show you I'm rich. I am rich.
Yeah, well.
So it basically all comes down to, on the Housewives, most of the time, it comes down to who's rich, who's richer, and who's the richest.
And what about Teresa? I don't know where Joe is, the husband.
Okay.
He's in jail because they're going to visit him.
Right. So he's been in jail for 4 years.
Oh, my nudge.
Now, where you are on the show, he's stuck in a facility in Washington, D.C. called ICE because he is not a U.S. citizen. So they're trying... they want to deport him to Italy.
But what did he do wrong that he got caught?
A whole bunch of stuff, like tax evasion, like, you know, just like stuff like that. I don't really know. I'm not briefed on exactly why he went to jail. I just know it was shady. Like, in the first season, they're on camera paying for, like, tens of thousands of dollars in cash for furniture. She's like, they show her paying like $50,000 in cash for a couch. So they set themselves up for a disaster from the beginning. But besides the point.
Okay.
So, yeah. So this season, he's in the facility.
You're right.
And they're like doing appeals to try and get him to stay in the United States.
Right.
But then he winds up, after the season is over, giving up, because he could stay there and keep fighting, but like...
Right, cost the money.
Yeah, or he could fight the appeal while living in Italy.
So is that what he's doing now?
Yeah, so he went to Italy. And then, so last night was the season finale of the show. And the cameras went to Italy with the girls and Teresa, and they showed them reuniting with Joe.
So are they going to stay in Italy now?
No, they could only go for like 2 days because the girls had to go back to school, but it was a tearjerker. Oh my gosh. It was so sad.
What people do with money get in trouble.
Exactly. And then, they basically like ended their marriage on the show last night. It was really weird because Teresa was like...
She liked him.
She just wanted him to like... He never said sorry to her. Like Teresa had to go to jail for a year. And then Joe went to jail. So it's like he never apologized to her for, like, putting her in this situation. Mm-hmm. And so he was just like, what are you going to do? I'm in Italy now. Whatever. I can't.
So you want me to continue watching this?
What, and I just ruined the ending for you?
No, that's okay. I'm not... I'll...
That's not even part of the show, really. This is just, you know, like their side.
Right. I'm going to just try to get to New Housewives of New York.
But yeah, the hair pulling is a crazy... And that Danielle lady is a crazy lady.
She the one who's married to the doctor?
No, that's Dolores Catania is dating the doctor. He won't commit.
No, somebody's married to the doctor.
Jennifer Aiden.
Oh, see, I was paying attention.
She is married to the plastic surgeon and she cashes in her vouchers for free plastic surgery constantly.
Oh my
But she
goodness.
Does look good. Like, you can't really tell, but you can tell.
No. Well.
Can't tell, but you can tell.
You can
looks
tell.
Looks good on camera, probably not in person.
Well, they were all doing something. But yeah, but this is like so confusing to me.
I'm sure it's very confusing.
And I put on Bravo and it put on The Housewives and blah, blah. And I'm trying to figure out how to start it because I think I started it from the recent ones. Going back down to the ones that played already. I should have went the other way.
Oh, you went backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to do it. That's it.
Can I tell you?
We should start a separate podcast, and it could be about watching shows backwards.
Huh?
Well, I basically did that like with Game of Thrones. Like I watched the last season and then I went back and watched the first episode.
That's crazy. That would have been difficult to follow. This is just a bunch of women going goo-goo.
It's always difficult to follow. But then like I talked to like other women and they're like, yeah, like I never knew what was going on, but I just pretended to, so everybody thought I was cool. So
well, like, I had Connor telling me if I missed something.
Yeah.
He loved Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Louis loves Game of Thrones.
Now I have a wine glass that Grace gave me for my birthday. It was Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
We drink and we know things, is what the...
Is that from the show?
Yeah, what the glass said. With a wine glass.
Well, Grandma, we drink and we know things.
We don't have that on our glass bottle.
We just know it in our hearts.
Exactly. But when I want to feel close to Grace, I drink wine out of her glass. When I want to drink close to Joanne, I drink out of her glass. She gave me one. Love.
Oh, love. Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
So, there I am. Very sentimental.
Oh, so much love in the family.
Oh, yes.
In the fam.
Anyway, I had a good dinner with Christopher and Roseanne yesterday.
So, Christopher is, tell the people, who's Christopher to you?
Is my nephew.
Okay, because you also have a grandson named Christopher.
Yes, but he's in Boston. But he'll take me to dinner when he comes home.
Okay, sure, I'm sure.
Yeah, but we had a very good time, very good talk. I told them a podcast. That's going to call us soon.
Oh, they're going to call us on the podcast?
They say.
They are welcome to be a guest.
Yes, you know who wants to be a guest on our broadcast? Brookie.
granddaughter. I would love to have Brooke.
And she may be coming in March.
Oh, well, we got to get her on.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. When is she going to come?
She does not sure yet, you know.
Why is she going to come? Just random?
Well, it's a girlfriend Stefania's birthday.
Your girlfriend is, I know who Stefania is.
Yes. And, well, not everybody knows. I want to tell everybody.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if I said just Stefania, they would say, who is Stefania?
That's true. Even though I think, like, our listenership, probably, like, 99% of our listenership knows who Stefania is.
Okay. Sorry I mentioned it.
No, but it's good because, you know, we're getting lots of other listeners now.
I hope so. But anyway, her birthday is coming, I don't know. She wants to surprise Stefania anyway. We'll see.
Oh my gosh, what if Stefania's, I think Stefania listens to this.
Uh-oh, Stefania, if you listen to this, forget what I said.
Oh, Lord. You know who's a really big fan of our show?
I do.
Who?
Kyle. Oh. And Carrie.
Yes. Yes. But my friend Marina.
Oh, well, why doesn't she call us up?
I know she should. Maybe we'll get her on here when she's visiting. Marina. I know. You know she's engaged.
Yes.
Yes. Very exciting time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I haven't seen her in a very long time.
I know, because she lives in another...
Washington, doesn't she?
Yes, Washington, D.C.
See, I do keep up with you, Marina.
So, are you going to continue with the New Jersey Housewives, or...
I'm going to try to find New York.
Yeah, you have to find New York.
I've had enough of the Jersey.
I think you should start with New York from the very first season.
Okay.
And then every week we can talk about what you watched.
All right, but you'll have to come to the house and show me how to get to the first episode.
Okay, I'll try. I'm not like...
If you don't know how to do it, then how do you ask, what are you asking me to do?
I'll bring Louie. He knows how to do it.
Lily or Louie?
I'll bring Lily and Louie, and one of them will know how to do it. Do you know Lily is so bizarre?
Well, I don't know what you mean, but she's a dog, so
I don't know. You know how she drinks water?
How does she drink water?
Like, you know how she drinks water? It's, like, not normal.
Why? I mean, I don't know how a dog's supposed to drink water.
Because she doesn't keep her head down. She jerks her head, grabs the water with her tongue, and then, like...
How many dogs do you know, Rebecca?
Okay, so the other day, I was at Louie's dad's house, and they have a cat.
Oh,
and
God,
I was
cats.
Watching the cat drink water, and I was like, that's so...
You're comparing a cat to a dog.
Okay, well, listen. Okay. I was like, the way that cat's drinking water is so creepy, because the cat was staring straight at me and drinking the water and not moving.
You've had some very strange experiences with dogs and cats.
Yes. I also almost stole a dog the other day.
You stole a dog?
Separate story. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
And then I was like, to Louis, I was like, the cat staring at me and drinking that water so weird. And he's like, no, you're a weirdo because you think all dogs should drink like Lily. And I was like, wait, it's not a dog, it's a cat. It's like,
whose cat is it?
Louis's dad's cat. And his wife's cat.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's technically, I think it's technically his wife's cat. Well, whatever. It lives there.
Mm-hmm.
It runs around in the house. Anyway.
Okay.
That was the story about that. But then, yeah, I almost sold this dog because we went to, Louie and I went to the brewery on Sunday.
In Rockville Center?
The one in East Rockway.
Oh, okay.
And to meet his friend, and you could bring dogs in there. So people bring dogs and they bring their babies. And I just, like, every time I go in, I almost steal either somebody's baby or somebody's pair of twins or, like, somebody's puppies.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't go there anymore.
I don't think you should be talking about stealing babies because
they're just so cute.
Some baby may be stolen and they're gonna go knocking on your door.
Okay. I don't actually want to steal anybody's babies. They're just really cute.
Yes.
So these dogs were like so cute, and one had a blue, what's it called, leash. Almost called it a strap. It's a leash. Yeah. A blue leash. Another one had a pink leash. And they were like brother and sister, and they were just so cute. But I don't know what kind of dogs they were, but they were staring at me again.
You got a problem with cats and dogs staring at you?
They're trying to talk to me.
Okay. Do you answer them?
Sometimes.
Okay. You're probably right.
I don't know. I was just hoping that the owners wouldn't see me staring.
I thought they were staring at you.
Yeah, but then I was staring back, but the owner's going to be like, you're a creep. Stop staring at my dogs.
Okay.
But I don't want to.
Okay.
I just connect with them. I'd rather talk to a dog than most humans. Wouldn't you?
No. I can't say I would.
Grandma, is it true? Wait, when did you have your first drink?
I already told you this.
Did we talk about this on the podcast?
When I was about 35. My mother told me, you don't have to drink. You just take a glass of ginger ale, put a piece of lime or something in it, and everyone around you is going to think you're drinking. Because they don't know what you're drinking.
Well, that's not as fun as drinking.
I'm not complaining. I did not lack for having fun.
What'd you do for fun? Did you go bowling?
We did bowl. Yeah, of course I went bowling. I played tennis with Poppy and another couple. This was funny. We used to go on Sunday morning to church. Then we went to play tennis. And then we went to each other's house to have bagels and wine. So I'm thinking,
wait, so this involves drinking? You're just going to tell me a humble, wholesome story.
I was older than 35 at that point.
So how old? You start doing About 40. This
45.
Isn't even nighttime drinking. This, you just went straight for drinking.
Right.
Just right for the afternoon cocktails. it went all downhill from there.
Yes.
That sounds so lovely, though. A little tennis.
And I was in a bowling
league. A little bagel.
I was in a bowling league with the girls.
Oh, and bowling league.
Yes.
That sounds so nice, honestly.
And then the men were all... They used to play racquetball. The same night the girls bowled, they went to play racquetball.
Wow, that's so cute.
So it was good.
You could be separate, but you always knew where your husband was.
Well, maybe. I didn't check on him. He told me where he was.
Wait, is racquetball club like code for something?
No, racquetball is where Aunt Eileen used to work.
Is that like saying like, hey, we're going to go to the soccer club or whatever?
No, we're going to the racquetball. And they play. They do racquetball.
Do you have pictures?
How could you have pictures of two or three men playing racquetball?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't even think we had cell phones then.
I think they're just going
to... When did cell phones come out?
I really don't know.
Oh, I don't either.
The other day I thought we didn't have cell phones in the early 2000s, but apparently we did.
We didn't have cell phones when I was working in JCPenney's. The kids had pages, and I had to take them away from them.
Why? Your children?
No, the people who worked for me.
You'd take their pagers away?
Yes, because when you're on the floor and you're dealing with customers, you don't need a pager. So they tried to explain to me, well, I have to make a phone call. Well, you're not supposed to make a phone call when you were working, you know, on the floor with customers. So I know that they...
But that would be the equivalent today of people taking people's phones away.
Yeah, well...
That would be a little bit like...
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
No, I don't think you're allowed to do that. I mean, you can say, don't take your phone out.
In school, they don't let you... But of course, they all do.
Now everybody has the Apple Watch, so you can text and... You can speak into your Apple Watch and text. I don't have an Apple Watch. This is a Fitbit. It's a ratchet Apple Watch.
Okay.
But isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Now, tell me, how did this fella, Joseph, call Brookie, who now... I can't understand. How do you do that?
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Grandma.
Well, let me tell you.
Explain the story if you would like to discuss this on the podcast.
I just... would like to know how people find your information out on an iPad or an iPhone.
Oh, okay. This is an interesting topic to discuss. So explain the story and then I'll answer.
Brookie is my granddaughter who lives in Portland, Maine.
Yes.
My nephew Christopher was at a bar with his friend and they got a pretzel. And they didn't want to eat it, so they asked this fellas next to them if they wanted, and they said yes, and they got into a conversation.
Interesting, sharing food in this day and age, in this environment.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I don't know whatever. About that.
It doesn't really matter why, but they started a conversation, and they were talking about, I guess, Kellenberg or Long Island or whatever. They both were in Massapequa. And she said, somehow Brooke's name came up. And this guy, Joseph, said, I know her. I'm going to text her right now. And he texted her saying, I'm here with your cousin, Christopher. And I don't know what else the text said. I didn't ask. But she called me up. She says, you know, that's funny that he should have called me, texted her.
So what is your question?
How did he find out about her information?
Maybe he had her phone number first.
From
of all.
High school?
Yeah.
I mean, she's left high school a long time ago.
Yeah, but everybody these days just has the same contact list in their phone since forever.
Really?
I have the same phone numbers from high school.
I guess.
But
I don't know.
Also, like, if you don't have somebody's phone number, you can easily find them on Facebook and message them on Facebook. You can find them
That's
on Instagram
is.
And DM them on Instagram.
Oh, maybe it was Instagram.
You could tweet them.
Oh.
You could...
I don't want any of my old boyfriends to find my number, so I'm changing my name.
Is that her old boyfriend, or it was just
no?
A friend?
I don't really know. I didn't ask her because Ben was there. I didn't ask her that. I mean, I don't think she dated him. I have no idea.
It doesn't really matter. It was in
high
school.
It doesn't really matter anyway. It really doesn't. But I don't know what happened.
But yes, to answer your question,
so
you can easily find.
I didn't know that.
Anybody.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's very creepy.
Okay. All right. What's your next topic?
I want to know about more of the couples activities you did when you were in your 30s and day drank wine.
What did I do? We did everything. I mean, we went for pizza every Friday night. There was four couples. We used to go for pizza in each other's house.
So you didn't go for pizza. You went to somebody's house.
Yeah. Well, that's what you did.
That's kind of cute, though. It's just a standing pizza night.
Every Friday night, yes.
That's sweet. I also like to have pizza on Friday nights.
Yeah, we did that. We had a good time. Then, you know, we talked a lot. You know, now it's funny because we all broke up now. The only one I really know now is the one couple because one moved to Pennsylvania. Two of them, my husband passed away. One of the other fellas passed away. So it was different. My life has been changing every year.
Wow.
But
me too.
But whatever.
You know.
But I'll tell you, my book club.
Oh, the book club.
The book club is great. I have seven girls besides me. We meet once a month. We read the book. We discuss the book. We discuss everything else. each the girl who picked the book the month before brings a lunch. Mm-hmm. And once in a while, we go out to Westbury Gardens and we see a play.
With the book club.
With the book club.
That's so
lunch.
Sweet.
They have lunch.
You go for a play.
And
an
then
afternoon
we go
matinee.
Exactly. And then Christmas, we go out to lunch.
On Christmas.
Not on Christmas, naturally. I have my family. But the week of Christmas. You know,
Christmas time.
Christmas
a
time.
A holiday lunch.
Yeah, we have a good time.
This is like your office. You go for like a holiday party.
Yeah, but we don't have a party. We just go for lunch and have a good time. You know, we try to do that. This weekend, I'm going to go see Judy, the movie.
Oh, I've been wanting to see that since I never heard of it. And then the Renee Zellweger won Best Actress.
Right,
and
right.
Like, what? I thought that.
Well, I'll let you know if it's any good.
Yes, let me know.
What do you got else?
Well, so you're still doing afternoon wine, just to clarify. So this is something that's gone on since your 30s.
I guess.
No, I'm
all I mean, we're having it right now.
We are having afternoon wine. We didn't even talk about the wine today. No. We're having one of my favorites.
Which is it?
Columbia Crest.
Oh,
from
okay.
The Columbia Valley in Washington.
Right, from my dining room wine rack.
From the Columbia Valley in Washington State. That okay. Then wound up on your... That then left the winery on a truck somewhere.
Uh-huh, and wound up in my dining room.
Driving across the country. Or maybe you got shipped in an airplane.
Who knows
how they ship wine. We should find out more wine facts.
We know enough.
No, I mean, we could give like an interesting wine fact every day.
Well, obviously they ship it on an airplane.
What if the guy drives it in a truck?
He could. But not from California.
It's Washington State.
Oh, this one.
Yes.
I didn't know you were talking about this particular one.
Why couldn't they drive it? Well, I guess they probably need to ship a lot of it.
Of course.
Let's just buy the whole truck.
But, well, you know what? When we open up our wine place, whatever you call it.
Oh, are we opening up a wine?
Well, when we do, then we'll know how they ship it.
We should open up a wine and, like, small plates, little bar with, like, wine and little appetizers.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, we need money first for our investment.
Okay.
We'll call it Great Minds Drink Alike.
Okay. Where will we open it?
Wherever rent is cheap. So not around here.
Okay. We're going to go to Syracuse.
Probably not cheap there either. Isn't there a college there?
I don't think so.
You got to go like the middle of nowhere.
Good. You go by yourself. I'm not going to go by the middle of nowhere.
I don't want to go there either.
All right. This is
nobody
good.
Will come. It does need to be in a place that's populated.
Yeah, I think so. But we'll see.
It would be like one of those bars in the city that's literally like 2 feet wide, and then it goes all the way back, and you're like, so where do we stand? There's a lot of wine bars in the city like that.
They don't have any chairs?
There's like minimal chairs. And it goes all the way back though, but it's like 2 feet wide.
Okay.
And you're like, well.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, let's talk about you and Louie.
What about me and Louie? You said this last week.
I'm trying to find some info.
There's no info.
Okay.
I already told you about our weekend.
How your weekend? Yes, right. That's true.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. We went to his dad's birthday cake celebration.
Oh, that's right. That was this weekend too.
Yeah, that's why I was at his dad's house and I saw the cat, and that whole thing happened.
Oh, all right. Okay, good enough. Anyway, what else has got? What else you got?
Nothing really. I mean, what are you up to this weekend, Grandma?
I'm going to see Judy.
Oh, right.
And then what am I doing? Oh, yes. I'm going to Joanne's house on Sunday. I'm going to have dinner. I think Shannon's going to be there with the baby. And
lovely. Love a baby.
And Devin and Jaime, I think. I'm sure. I'm not, you know. I think that's what's going on. That's
nice.
Oh, and on Saturday, I have the book club. We're going to talk about the book.
What book are you reading?
The Empire Fall. Mm-hmm.
I need to read my book for my book club.
You don't even know the name of it.
Never know the name of it.
How did I know that?
If the book club is next week, which it's always on like a Wednesday, if it's next Wednesday, probably not going to read the book.
Oh, okay.
No. But if it's in 2 weeks, maybe I have time. Because I like just thought about it this week. I'm like, I should find out when my book club is. But well, I'm not really in charge.
Well, you know what?
And
if
know
you don't read
happening.
The book, it's not interesting. At least you can talk
about
it. No,
I'm not
going
to go if I don't read the book. Because then what am I going to do? Go talk to these ladies?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
But they're not my... I mean, they're... I'm not in a book club with my friends, you know.
I thought Marge's daughter was in.
Book club with my mom's friends.
But I thought Marge's daughter was in it.
Yes, Amanda does come sometimes, but she's not always there. Like, she's come a few times.
Well,
all
my girls are there, except Antoinette, who's in Florida. I talked to her today. She's in Florida.
She's in Florida.
For February, March, and April.
Snowbird.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, living the life. That's what you should do, Grandma.
Right.
You need to go to Tampa for 3 months. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'll have you.
Won't you miss me, Rebecca?
That's true. I don't know how we'd record the podcast. I'll just come down there and we'll just record a bunch of episodes.
She's there. And the other girls will be at the book club with me. And it'll be fun.
Nice. You got yourself a busy weekend.
Yes. And it's my turn to make lunch.
Oh.
So I'm going to make baked ziti's and a cheese pound cake.
Not baked ziti, baked ziti's.
Baked ziti's?
It should be called baked ziti's because it's not just one ziti.
I'm only going to serve them one on the plate.
Only one ziti.
What are you talking? Baked ziti's, I said. What did you say?
You're doing that old person thing where you put S on the end of everything.
Well, okay. As long as I don't say Rebecca's.
I feel like you have.
Maybe.
All I use. I'm going to give all I use big ZDs. You didn't notice that on The Housewives of New Jersey?
They
always say all of use.
Well, I'm because they say they're supposed to drop their R's.
I'm going
to
give all of use a knuckle sandwich or whatever.
Because she was saying that all of New Jersey, they drop their R's.
Yes. Yes.
So what would they call you?
Why not the R at the beginning of the name? Abeka.
I'm not in Jersey.
Abeka. That's what little kids call me. That's what I used to call myself.
What?
I had a speech impediment as a child.
Oh, gee. Holy God.
I was Abeka.
Abeka?
You don't remember? I called myself Abeka.
I probably didn't notice it because I knew who you were.
Because I was just so special to you.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, it's a long time. I've been around you people for a long time.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yes, that's the way it works.
That's the way it works. Hmm. Okay. That's the way it works.
Anyway, this weekend I'm going to, there's these places you can go.
To do what?
And you can smash things. Like on the ground.
Oh, I saw that on TV. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get rid of all your anxieties.
Hurt myself. Yeah.
Oh, why do you want to do that?
Well, I mean,
what
it's
is the
not my
of
choice.
That?
It's Louis' cousin Leanna's birthday. Ugh. So this is what she's doing for her birthday.
You know, you have very strange birthday parties.
Right?
The last time was the one you're sticking your hands in mouse traps.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
No, I know, but the people were. That's crazy. Why don't you just have a regular nice birthday party?
I mean,
you could have pizza and ice cream.
It's kind of nice to do a birthday party where it's not just drinking. It's like an activity with drinking.
Oh, that's good. Good you said that. I talked to Kyle, and he was telling me that he's on a, I guess it's a team, competition team, shuffleboard indoors. Now, you could do that at your birthday party. Play shuffleboard.
Kyle's going to play shuffleboard?
Yes. He's getting, you know, it's like...
So he got... He gets
not on a cruise. It's not... It's a cement floor in a bar, I guess. They must put cement down. I don't know. And he showed me a picture on Instagram with him doing the shuffleboard.
So he gets married and 3 months later he's doing shuffleboard.
Well, she's with him. They're both doing it.
They get married, and 3 months later, they're playing shuffleboard.
Well, besides that, well, what's wrong with that?
It's just funny.
I mean, it's just
what
as
old
much
people
as
do.
Shuffleboard? It's old
yes.
people?
Yes. What do you mean? When did you ever see a young person doing shuffleboard?
A lot. It's just that I never saw an indoor shuffleboard court. I've seen them outside, like in parks.
I've only seen them in
parks. And cruises. Where?
I've only seen them in parks.
No, and cruises. But no, this is, I thought this was interesting. I would join one of those. I mean, and or, you know, that or bocce ball is good. I mean, is that old too? I don't know.
Yes.
You
but,
know what?
No, but I'm sorry. I'm not, don't mean to judge the shuffleboard community. I don't want them to yell at me.
You're right.
Don't at me, shuffleboard community.
Shuffleboard, but bocce ball is coming back.
Like bocce ball.
It's, real, it's coming back.
It's real Italian.
Yeah, but it's coming back because it's a fun thing to do.
I'm all for it.
You know, you got two teams. It's nice. It's competition. I mean, you know, at a certain, well, maybe you were, because at a certain age you can't go, well, maybe you can play tennis. It's difficult. Racquetball. I used to play racquetball with Poppy, but, well, it wasn't racquetball. Was it? Paddleball. I used to play paddleball, not racquetball.
Racquetball. Paddleball. Paddleball.
Well, paddleball is in a playground. Well, what I guess
so
a
many games.
And you have a paddle, naturally. Mm. And you have a ball. Paddleball. When we were young, we used to play, I bet you don't even know it, King, Queen. It used to be up against the apartment buildings with a Spalding ball. And you.
This is just a game you make up as
I
a kid.
I didn't make it up. It was a game that was, I bet you if you go to the library, you'll find it.
King, Queen.
Yeah. And you know, the king is first and he knocks out the queen, the jack, the whatever, goes down the line. Huh. Those were, well, you know what?
I don't know that.
Well, you know why you don't know it? Because I was brought up in the Bronx, or should I say the Bronx.
Why is it the Bronx?
Well, because that's what people tell me, that they have an accent. I have an accent.
Oh, the Bronx. Yeah, the Bronx, or the, whatever.
I say now the Bronx, because I went to pronunciation school.
You're reformed now. You moved to Long Island, and you no longer have a New York accent. Is that wait? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you you're wrong.
Well, we don't have any more big buildings with these cement walls that you can play these games on.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's like the buildings, like the school buildings.
They don't
that
like
kids could play on.
They don't like you to play on them. You know, they
probably not.
No. Well, but I'm just saying, when I was brought up in the Bronx, we all had these games. Johnny on the Pony, I think it was called. It was another game. Stoop ball, stick ball. I don't think that anybody plays that anymore.
No. Well,
you're more sophisticated now.
Well, I don't know if you grow up in the city or probably. But maybe not.
I don't know. Can't tell you. I don't know. I'm not there anymore.
I don't know. So anyway, yes, I'm going this weekend to do that smashing thing. And
I've seen that on TV.
That's nice. About, that's where we're going to go from there.
You probably hit yourself on the head.
No, I'm very clumsy and I'm a little nervous, but.
So what, does everybody get something to smash?
I have no idea.
You'll have to let me know.
I'll let you know. I think you maybe go in the room with like a few people.
Not that I'm ever going to do it.
No, I don't think you should.
Mm-mm. I mean, I don't know. This is everybody with the reason why that came out is what they talked about on TV is everybody has this anxiety and anger. So they want to get all this anger out. So they go to this place and they smash these things to get relief. I think that's a lot of baloney.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wouldn't I want to go express my anger?
Oh, because it's not, I don't know. It's just not something, you know. How angry can you possibly be that you got to smash things?
I don't know.
It's like taking your dishes out of the dining room, like the kitchen when they don't like your dinner, throwing the dishes all over the floor.
I could think of things that make me really angry.
That angry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when I work out, I think of things that make me really angry, so then I work out harder.
Okay. I think about when I work out I can't wait to finish.
Well, that too, but.
I can't wait.
If you think about somebody you really want to smash in the face, like when I do spin class, I think about somebody I would like to smash in the face.
You have and anger then issues.
No, this is only when I'm angry at somebody. Okay. This hasn't been for a very long time that I've been like this angry at a person.
I know you're never angry at me, Rebecca.
No, never you, Grandma. But if I'm really, like when I had that crazy boss like years ago.
Which one? Who?
The real estate office.
Oh, which one? The first or second?
No, the first one.
Oh, okay.
I would always picture like punching him in the face when I was like lifting weights. It's like lifting the weight into his face. It's like such a piece of shit.
No, I never had. I must have been angry at somebody at one time, but I never did any of this stuff.
Well, good. Yes. You had like a nice husband, so, you know, that probably helped.
I did. He was, oh my God, he would calm you down in a minute. I mean, Poppy, forget it. He was very calm.
Yes, that's what us crazy ladies need is the calm men.
He was very, very funny. He's very calm, very, very mannerly.
Mannerly?
Yes, he had a lot of manners. He was very polite to everyone.
Yeah.
You know.
Louis has good manners, too.
Good.
Very nice to servers.
Yes.
Because he used to be a server, so he's like.
I'm glad. So this means he's not going to really enjoy this anger management thing that you're going
through. Oh, no. I think he'll probably like it, honestly.
Really? You have to let me know. I don't.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know how we do.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway.
You know, that's probably why NCSI, they have that gym. And when they get angry, they go upstairs and they punch this, what is it called?
Yeah, like.
It's not
like,
a punching ball, but it's a long thing.
Yeah, like a boxing.
What is it called? It's not it's like called. A little ball. It's like a long
It's a punching
thing.
Bag.
Yeah,
I think it's called a punching bag.
Maybe.
Like boxers use it to
Yeah, maybe that's what. Maybe
practice
you're right.
Or whatever.
I'm going to have to go punch somebody.
Well, anyway, I think that's about wraps it up for today.
All right.
Any last thoughts?
No, just give us some calls. You know.
Give us some call it. No, you can't call in, but you can.
You can text, you can email us?
Yes, you can email us at greatmindsdrinkalike.
And if you want
It's greatmindsdrinkalikepodcast@gmail.com.
Right, if you want us to talk about anything or comment
on
anything.
Yeah, want us to talk about you. If you want to send us, like, you don't like us, you can send us those emails, too. We'll read them.
We'll read them, but we'll try to correct you on that score.
We don't have any haters, which is good.
Thank God.
I mean, one day.
Well, maybe. We'll deal with
Whatever.
It.
Whatever. We'll deal with it when it comes.
Exactly.
And then I'll go to the smashing bar and smash things.
Okay. Good enough.
Anyway,
all right.
That's it.
Okay.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye, people. Happy trails to you. We'll see you again.
Enjoy your wine.
Exactly.